Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Jireh part 2, Listen and Obey. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 22 verses 1 and 2. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. The last day we started speaking about the name of God, Yahweh Jireh, a name that means the Lord will provide. We also started to unpack the scripture that tells the story of how Abraham received the revelation of that dimension of God. We spoke about the need to listen and hear God if we are going to experience Him as provider. Today, let's take it a bit further to the issue of obedience. Listening to and hearing from God is extremely important, but obedience is even more important. Of what use is it to hear if we will not obey? If we will experience Yahweh as our provider, we will have to obey Him. Imagine the tough directive God gave Abraham. Take the son that you love and offer him up to me as a sacrifice. Who does that? I can bet you that Abraham was filled with sorrow. But what does the Bible say he did next? The next morning, he set out to obey God. My dear listeners, until we listen and obey, we will not experience the full dimension of God as provider. For some of us, God has asked that we bless someone with money or sow a financial offering to a ministry. For some people, God has asked them to make a phone call or pray for a particular person. We take some of these directives for granted and either do them at our own time or not do them at all. There is no magic about it. These directives are actually orchestrated for your lifting. When God says you should give a particular person a material or a financial blessing, be sure that He is setting things up in the spiritual for a lifting. I have seen it happen countless times in the lives of Christians. If Abraham had not obeyed and journeyed on that difficult terrain, he would never have come to a realization of the dimension of God that he eventually got. My dear listener, what is God saying to you? Is He asking you to start a prayer meeting? Is He asking you to drop a position you have been giving? Is He directing you to speak to a work colleague or give something to someone? Is He asking you to forgive someone? Please obey. Every time you obey a directive, especially one that is not convenient, you set yourself up for a lifting in the spiritual. You are introduced to a new level in your walk with the Father. If Yahweh will indeed be your provider, you will need to obey Him. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Please help us to hear and obey you and continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.